We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Nicham Yaakov Bibidichos the Leo were in Avos Perek Dal and Mishnah Zet Tezayin. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Ha'olam Hazeh Dome La Pros Dor Bifnei Olam Haba. This world is compared to an antechamber with respect to the next world. Haskein Atzmecha Ba Pros Dor, prepare yourself in the antechamber Kadeshi Tikares La Traklin, so you'll be able to enter the palace. Now this is this comparison of this world. This is not the only comparison we have in Chazal, that this world is compared to a pros door that's Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba is like the trakel, is like a palace. We have other examples in Chazal where, let's say, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, where this world is compared to Friday, and Olam Haba is compared to Shabbos. Shabbos is made Olam Haba, but it's more than just Shabbos is made Olam Haba. It's the peace and tranquility that we have on a Shabbos is at least a taste of Olam Haba, but it's the fact that in order to enjoy that experience, we have to prepare on Friday. If we don't, the person doesn't prepare for Shabbos on Friday, so he's not going to have anything. And therefore, this world is like Friday, and next world is like Shabbos. Another possibility we have, we learn diligence from the ant. We learn that from Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Vav. So if we follow the ant lives for 6 months, but yet it puts food away and stores much more than it really needs. So we have to do the same thing. We have to perform as many mitzvos, masim tovim, and study as much Torah as we can, so we prepare ourselves for the next world. Another example we have, another metaphor, this world is like dry land, and the next world is like the ocean, is like the sea. So just like we prepare ourselves for a journey, we have to prepare ourselves with everything we need for the trip. And because it's going to be away for a long time, so too, the trip we have to Olam Haba, we're going through life's journey. We have to prepare ourselves for that experience. So therefore, we take everything we need on dry land, because once we're in the ocean, once we're on that trip, so then we won't have the opportunity to gather any of the supplies anymore. Some of the first ask an interesting question. The Mishnah says that this world is compared to a pros door. So we would expect that the Mishnah would say, "Nemi Rabbi Yaakov, Halama says doma le pros door, bifnei hatraklin." It doesn't say that. We don't say first, is this world's like an antechamber in front of the palace, the traklim of Olam Haba. First, we say this world is like a pros door. It's like an antechamber. Bifnei Olam Haba. And then we don't even give the simile of Olam Haba, of a traklin. And only afterwards, after we say this world is a pros door vis-a-vis Olam Haba, then we say prepare yourself in the pros door so you enter the traklin, you enter the palace, you enter the banquet hall. Why would we say that? So the answer is that this world is considered a pros door for everybody, antechamber for everybody, for what preparation? So we're not going to say traklin right away, because everybody's banquet hall, everyone's palace is going to be a little bit different. So first we say this world is an antechamber. That's true for everybody. Everybody has to prepare in this world bifnei olam haba, for Olam Haba. What Olam Haba experience are we going to have? It's going to be different for everybody. So everyone's destination is going to be different depending on how we conduct ourselves in this world. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't tell us traklin only traklin at the beginning. It only gives that metaphor, that simile, at the end. So we all have a pros door, but everybody's banquet hall, everybody's destination is going to be unique, depending on what he earned. So that's why we only mention the word traklin at the end, in the beginning, but everyone has a pros door. Others explain, Rechaim Volozhin explains, that a person can also experience the a little bit of the Olam Haba, even in this world. How so? If we prepare ourselves properly in the pros door, so then we even have the experience, the delight that we have in the performance of mitzvos and the studying of Torah, we can even experience a little bit in this world. And that's why the Mishnah initially doesn't compare Olam Haba to a banquet hall, to the traklin, to the palace just yet. The Mishnah first says, prepare yourself in the pros door. This world is like a pros door bifnei Olam Haba. What does that mean? It means that I can have that experience. I don't necessarily want to compare Olam Haba to a traklin. You know why? Because the Olam Hazeh may be like a traklin, my pros door experience. The same way we have the soul experience experiences this delight, this bliss, even in this world when we perform mitzvot, and of course distress at when we violate the Torah, when unfortunately we're transgressing. So that's also an experience we have in this world. That's also the soul is affected. So therefore, at the very beginning of the Mishnah, we don't mention the Trachlin just yet. This world is no doubt is a prose door, but recognizing that the Trachlin experience can be everyone's experience, even partially in this world, and therefore we don't initially say that Olam Haba is like a Trachlin. Why? Because Olam Haba may be something we taste even in this world. And therefore, we read the Mishnah this way. A person should prepare himself of this world compared to a prose door, Bifnei Olam Haba. No doubt we have to prepare in this world for Olam Haba. But then we say, prepare yourself by prose door, Kadeshi Tikhonis La Traklin. You may be able to enter that Traklin, that palace, even in this world. And that's not necessarily related only exclusively to Olam Haba. That may be this world's experience as well. Perek Dalet Mishnah Yuzayin, Rabbi Yaakov continues, and this is also a Mishnah that speaks a little bit Olam Haba. Hu Haya Omer Yafasha Achas B'Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim B'Olam Hazeh Mikol Chayei Olam Haba. A remarkable statement. Even one moment in this, 1 hour, one moment spent in this world in tshuva, returning to Hashem, and Ma'asim Tovim, good deeds, is even greater. That one moment is greater than all Olam Haba, the entire eternity, the entire experience of Olam Haba. And yet, at the same time, the Mishnah says, almost sounds self-contradictory. V'yafer shah achas, v'yafer shah achas, shel koras ruach b'Olam Haba, that one moment of Koras Ruach, of calm, of peace, tranquility, satisfaction in Olam Haba is greater than Mikol Chayei Olam Hazeh. So how do we understand these two statements of Rabbi Yaakov? On the one hand, this world seems to be greater, and on the other hand, Olam Haba seems to be greater. So the answer is you have to read the Mishnah very carefully. Rabbi Yaakov is saying that this physical world is here for a person to prepare, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, study Torah, have an opportunity to do tshuva, and because that this is the only place where we can do that. When this life is over, our soul departs our bodies, it's too late. So then, no doubt, we would consider even one moment in this world to be greater than all of Olam Haba. If you remember, we learned back, I mentioned in the name of the Tiferes Shlomo, that we say, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misascha, return one day before you die. Obviously, we don't know the day that we die. We have to be engaged in Shuva our entire lifetime. Tiferes Shlomo says, maybe Shuv Echad Yom Echad Lefnei Misascha means, think about if when you're already in the next world, and now you regret how you've behaved in this world, Shuv Yom Echad, manage to have one day to come back to this world in order to rectify all of our sins, the fact that we wasted our time in this world. If I had that opportunity, that's the Shah Achas. That's what Rabbi Yaakov was talking about. So one moment in this world in Shuv Ma'asim Tovim can make a whole difference, is greater than all of Olam Haba, because Olam Haba does not give us that, does not afford us that opportunity anymore. It's already too late to prepare ourselves for that experience. On the other hand, in terms of the experience of bliss, of delight, of enjoyment, the hana, the pleasure, there's no doubt that there's no way to compare any pleasure in this world to the pleasure in Olam Haba. Olam Haba, one moment of peace and tranquility in the next world is greater than Kol Chayei Olam Hazeh. There's nothing we could experience in this world that could compare to that. One of the reasons is that the Olam Haba is the world of the souls, and this world is just a physical world. Even when we have physical pleasure, so there are also, nonetheless, Rabbeinu Yonah makes the point even in the previous Mishnah, even that we have other things. We have trials and tribulations that are always on our mind that often, almost always, don't allow us to enjoy the moments of peace and tranquility and pleasure. Because there are always things that are troubling us. So as Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah says that if we're always worried about death, we're worried about illness. So if we have one moment of pleasure that's completely untainted, that in the next world, it's in terms of quality, it's greater than anything we can potentially experience in this world. What precisely is Olam Haba? So we don't fully know. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Periches Halacha Zayin, and I'll quote. He says, "Kama David hisava lechaye Olam Haba shneamar lulei hamanti liros b'tov Hashem Eretz Chayim." So David, at the end of L'Dor Hashem El Revi Yishi, says, "Lehamanti liros." What he's talking about, liros b'tov Hashem Eretz Chayim is Olam Haba. Kavaru di unu achachachamim harishonim. The earlier sages of Torah, says the Rambam, informed us that tova solam haba ein koach ba'adam lahasiga aboria. It's impossible for a person really to conceive what olam haba is going to be. Ve'en yodea god love yofya va'atzma elakarush baruch hu levado. The only one who knows its greatness, its beauty, and what its essence is Hashem. V'sechel v'shekol ha'tovo shemisnabim b'hem ha'nevim li'Yisrael einam elu l'dvarm shebegufan enem b'hem Yisrael l'masa Mashiach. And when we talk about all of the nevuahs that we have, that the nevim speak about for the Jewish people, that is, those are the nevuahs that are pleasures that are going to affect the body in the Mosa Mashiach. Bizman, that's not olam haba, that's something else. Rabbam has a sheet where he says olam haba is the world of the souls. Others claim olam haba maybe Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam says no, these are two distinct time periods. We have Yemos HaMashiach bizman shetashuv hamemshalah liYisrael, when sovereignty returns to the Jewish people in the land of Israel, aval tov hascheil, so that we can understand when the Nevi'im speak about great things in the future, lasid lavo, they're talking about Yemos HaMashiach. That is the physical world. Those are physical pleasures. We'll have peace and tranquility in the land of Israel. But the goodness awaiting the soul in the next world, there's no evaluation. There's no value we can give it. There's nothing like it. And therefore, the Nevi'im don't speak about that condition, because they would just cheapen it by trying to claim what Olam Haba is going to be. And therefore, when we hear the prophet speaking prophecy, that's only Yemos HaMashiach. Olam Haba, Ayin Lo Ra'asa, Elokim Lo Secha. No eye is able to envisage that. No, that's impossible. Only Hashem knows what Olam Haba is. And so we see the Mishnah is not a contradiction at all. On the one hand, yes, one moment of tshuva, mas, and tov in this world is greater than olam haba, because in olam haba it's too late. On the other hand, the koras ruach, the peace and tranquility, the pleasure that we will experience in olam haba, so even one moment of that can't be compared to any of the pleasures that we have in olam hazeh.